Welcome to Celtic Christmas Greetings. My name is Mark Gunn, and this is part 9 of the 12-part series on my latest album. When I was probably in the 5th grade, I think I wrote we had to write a story and illustrate it. And I wrote a story about Christmas. And it was a wonderful, wonderful memory because I was writing about back in the days when I was really big into Star Wars figures. I had all sorts of figures. So I wrote about the experience of waking up in the morning and the joy of knowing that Christmas is here and, you know, wake my brother, Sean, wake up. Come on. We go and run to the living room and there's the scintillating Christmas tree, the lights shining and the smell of pine and of the cool morning air, and there are the presents all beneath the tree. It's just such a magical experience, tearing open presents, and I got the Death Star from Star Wars, and it was like, you know, putting it together, and it was just incredible. And then, of course, afterwards, we run outside, and the snow is on the ground. I think it's still a little bit of snowfall falling, and we, you know, jump into the snow, make snow angels, pick up snowballs, the snow, and make snowballs, and start a snowball fight with building little forts in the deep embankments of the snow. I lived in Maryland, so in 1978, there was this huge snowfall, and it was just complete magic. I have these wonderful memories, and it's one of the reasons that I love snow and I love Christmas. No, having these deep-seated memories of what a beautiful thing Christmas is. And I wrote it all down in a little story. And sadly, I think I've lost that story a few years back. I'm very upset about that because it was so wonderful. And just, you know, having it illustrated by me as well was just really a neat experience. Now, nowhere in there, of course, is there anything Celtic, you'll note. And that's because, again, I didn't really get embraced in my Celtic culture until 99 when I started playing Irish and Scottish music with the Brobdingnagian Bards. It was just Christmas. And Christmas as a child is something completely different than anything out there. And I think that's where I came from when I was working on the song Snowfall for the album. Snowfall is... it's not a Celtic song. It's not entirely a Christmas song. It's a winter song, a snow song. And when I was writing it, I wrote it for this album, but I was wanting something that, number one, had a nice rhythm to it. And I love the rhythm, how it came out. Nathan Deese recorded a flute on this song as well, and he did a brilliant job. With this semi-jazzy flute thing that maybe I could say a touch of Celtic, but not even that. It's just mostly a jazzy flute thing. It just sounds awesome. And the version that I recorded here and released was the second version. My patrons of the arts will know that is the second one because I released an original one through Patreon. If you go to markgunn.net, that's where fans of my music support my music and make monthly donations, and they get bonuses like songs. And if you are a patron, you can hear both versions. My original version did not come out as well. The ending did not come out nearly as well as this version did. My wife is my greatest editor. She's amazing at editing songs. And so I write stuff and I really share them with people on, you know, just like that, if I get a chance to. But here I decided to, you know, I posted it to Patreon and I was pretty excited about it and gave it to her. And she's like, that ending sounds perverted and twisted. So I was like, oh yeah, I see what you mean. Ooh, love sleigh or something. I don't know what the line was, but I decided to change it. And, went back and rewrote the ending, and I love it how it came out, because it is a story of a man going to work, getting ready, you know, with the sounds of snow, the quiet that comes with snow. And so I gave, you know, snow its own little character. You know, the snow doesn't want you to go to work today. The snow bunting is a type of bird that's found in various cold locations, including Scotland, which is why I used it. I wanted to find a bird that would fit into the Scottish or Ireland or Scotland environment. And, you know, saying, you know, stay at home, relax, and enjoy the beauty of the outdoors, but with the person you love. And that's what this song is all about. And the final thing I added to this song was a little bit of snowfall, using the auto harp to create the sound of snowfall. I'm really proud of how that came out. So, without further ado, here is Snowfall. I hope you enjoy the music. There's a snowfall outside my window. I dress for work and pull my shirt over my head. There's this quiet stillness all around me. I hear you whispering, my darling, please come back to bed. The snow doesn't want you to go to work today. The snow bunting is saying, oh, stay home. I know you have a heavy load that you must bear. Lay it down for another day, my dear. Falling outside my window, as I pull the warm covers over our heads, a warm smile is glowing with the sunrise. I hear you whispering, aren't you glad you stayed home instead? Snow doesn't want you to go to work today. Snow bunting is singing, oh, stay home. I know you have a heavy load that you must bear. Lay it down for another day, my dear. The snow doesn't want you to go to work today. The snow bunting is saying, oh, stay home. Heavy load that you must bear. Lay it down for another day, my dear. Lay it down for another day, my dear. If you enjoyed this podcast, then please subscribe to it at CelticChristmasMusic.net. I would greatly appreciate any reviews on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you are online. And I'd also love it if you could share it with your friends. I do have a Celtic Christmas album. It's called Celtic Christmas Greetings. You can get that at CelticMusic.org. And I also host the Celtic Christmas Podcast. Check it out at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening. Na Laghlan na Dtí.